Thank you for tuning in today for our 2019 Arts Week podcast. I am Marissa, and this is the first episode of our four-part podcast entitled Coloring Outside the Lines, where we will be discussing the arts with four different members of the King College of Arts here at Utah State University. Today we have a senior who is about to travel to New York City to display her talents in acting. Thanks for being here with us today, Anna.
Happy to be here.
Well, I am so excited to get to know you a little bit more and your acting career. But before we get into that, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself, about your background, and so forth?
Yeah, of course. I was actually born in Logan, but lived in Preston, and then my parents moved to South Jordan, Utah, and I went to high school in Salt Lake, so I've got a nice little two-hour stretch of I-15 that brought me right back to Logan for college. I got into acting officially when my parents moved to South Jordan, but as a kid, there were kind of like three things you could do in Preston, and one of them was this little kind of children's show choir called the Rising Stars, and so I did that as a kid, and then when we moved to South Jordan, my parents wanted something to get us involved in the community, so my mom had me audition for a local production of The Wizard of Oz, and I was cast as the Munchkin Lawyer. It was really cute. And then my mom did costumes and my dad did sets backstage, so it was all family involved, and I just kind of shot right off from there.
That is so fun. So did your siblings get involved with theater as well?
So I am the youngest by 11 years. I'm an accident. There was a nice little gap there, and so all of my other siblings were actually out of the house. I have two half-sisters and a half-brother, a full brother and a full sister, and my brother went to Utah State, actually. Shout out to, like, 25 years ago when he was here. No, it was, like, 15. No one else really did theater. My sister is a school teacher. My brother's a librarian, so it was definitely a different path.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it. So you're definitely standing out from
yes.
everyone else in your family. So you just did it as a kid then.
Yeah.
And you just fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm. It's a really great place to, I mean, theater teaches so many skills just right away. It teaches you how to open up. It teaches you how to interact with people. It's like kids' sports in that way. You learn teamwork and you learn all of these skills. But for me, it was just something I had to do for the rest of my life.
That is so awesome. So how did you get from performing as a kid to coming here at Utah State and you're about to graduate in acting? How did that happen?
So I was involved in community theater, and the president of that theater actually became the theater teacher for a local charter school. And my mom was like, hey, do you want to go to school with her? And I was like, absolutely, I love her. So I took, you know, regular classes, but also I was in one of her theater classes every semester. And then in my eighth grade year, the school went to go see a production of Black Comedy at Pioneer Theater Company, which is not an appropriate show for children. It was probably okay for the middle school kids, but the school didn't really read through the, like, production guideline, and they brought fourth graders with them.
Oh, no.
So we got there, and you could see all the teachers, like, shifting around, and I didn't really get what was going on, and so I'm sure the fourth graders didn't either. It was a funny show. The premise of it is that, like, the lights go out, and so every time the lights go out, you can actually see what's going on, and then anytime the lights are on, it's dark on stage, so it's kind of the audience gets to see the opposite.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's really funny. So you can see everything that the actors can't. It's comedic irony, but we were seeing that show, and the teachers decided, okay, we are going to walk out. Didn't wait for intermission, didn't wait for anything, just middle of the show, an entire school got up and left.
Oh my goodness.
And one of our parent chaperones was, he also worked with the local community theater, and we got back on the bus, and he started researching schools that would be more respectful of theater, because he was like, I can't believe that they did that. And I can, like, understand walking fourth graders out, but it is disrespectful to the performance. I can see everyone's side
of
things.
Yeah, yeah.
But he started researching schools, and he found the Salt Lake School for the Performing Arts, and he was like, that's where I'm sending my kid. And he called my mom and was like, hey, does she want to go there too? And so that got me involved there. And from there on, I went to Solid School for the Performing Arts. It's a charter school. It's changed a little bit since I was there, but while I was there, the focus was really on getting an intense arts education while also being able to take intense academic courses. We were partnered with Highland High in Sugar House. Go Rams. And we got to take like AP and IB courses, and then we could also take all of our elective classes could be deep, intense arts courses. And from the time I got there, it was really clear to me that this was what I wanted to do, and I just needed to keep pushing forward. And so there are some people who do it because they like to take extra arts classes, but then there's a decent portion that really got there to get a head start on their careers.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So then how did you end up here at Utah State?
I didn't want to be here.
What?
I know.
I'm
very happy to be here now. But at that high school, there was a lot of focus on you go where the training is. And so in my brain, that meant I couldn't possibly stay in Utah. And so I auditioned for 5 or 6 schools that were right in the tri-state area. I wanted to be like within 2 hours of New York City. It's like, that's how I'm going to make it. And I got into all of them academically, and they were like, oh my gosh, please come. And I was like, please let me into your acting program. And they were like, no. So I got into, I think, 2 of the actual acting programs, and one of them offered me a bunch of scholarships. And so I went and I toured the campus, and I looked around, and I met people, and I got to sit in on a couple classes. Meanwhile, my mom really wanted me to go to Utah State. It's like
wanted
2 hours
you to be
away.
Close.
Yep. She loves me very much. It's very nice. I'm very blessed. And so she took me on like 4 different campus tours. And I called and I got to sit in on some of the acting classes. And being able to compare the 2 classes that I sat in on and the productions that I'd seen, it was very clear to me that Utah State actually was where the training was. And I remember crying in my bed because I was so disappointed that I was going to stay in Utah. But it's been the perfect thing for me. The training here is unparalleled. The program was kind of reinvented 7 years ago. Correct me on that. That's probably the wrong time frame. Someone will be listening to this and going, that's not the right year! But it was really reinvented, everything was reworked, and it just has become this perfect pre-professional program.
See, I think that says a lot about the university, because
yeah.
You decided to come here over going to a school that was closer to New York City because of the training here. So I have a question about the training. When I think of theater program here at Utah State, I think more of like plays and musical theater and so forth. But then when you say acting, I think of TV shows and movies. So tell me about the program. Do they offer many different types of theater education, or how does that work?
Yeah, so all of our classes are really focused. It's really great. You start off your freshman year, and you take like beginning acting and then intro to acting, whatever. So you take beginning acting, and that really focuses on some more contemporary stuff. It introduces you to some of the best acting teachers of the day. And then you, along with that class, you're taking play script analysis, and so you're learning how to really dive into a script. And then the next semester you take an auditioning course, and then we do theater history. So we get a lot of looks at different elements of theater. We look through the Greeks, we look at Shakespeare. We have one class that's just for Shakespeare acting. We have one class that's just for Restoration comedy acting. And then we have, most of our classes are kind of split up by time periods of playwrights. Yeah, so we do Shakespeare, we do Restoration comedy, we do Modern Masters, and then American Masters, which kind of, I just took Modern Masters, and I'm going to name drop names that no one knows. We focused on Henrik Ibsen and Chekhov and Shaw, George Bernard Shaw. So that really gives us a look into those playwrights, and there's kind of the acting is very much the same. You're living truthfully in imaginary circumstances. That's kind of the tagline for acting. Mm-hmm. But it does get different. With Shakespeare, you have to work within the poetry of the language. With Restoration comedy, it's also known as comedy of manners. And the thing that's funny is when you break those manners. So we had to learn all of the manners of the day and then how to break them in our blocking and make it funny. So
you really get immersed in the culture.
Yeah, and that's a lot of our theater history helps with that. In Leslie Brott's classes, she always has us read a history book along with the acting that we're doing. So that's really cool. We get to see, and it's not like a history of acting in that time, it's just history of that time period. I just finished reading The Proud Tower, which takes a look at the world before the war. And so it's everything before the First World War and therefore the Second World War. But it takes a look at all of that. We read Time Traveler's Guide to Elizabethan England. She's really great about finding books that aren't textbooks. They're just history books, and they're really interesting to read. They're still heavy to read, but interesting, and they give you a look at the everyday person's life so that we can really apply that to what we're doing in our acting. And that's really nice. So we get all of those classes, and two of those classes are acting for musical theater and acting for the camera. So we take a look at different styles of acting, and it is really similar. I mean, if you have your basics for acting, you can do anything. We're trained in voiceovers as well. So that's this. Thank you, Adrian Moore, for this training I'm using right now. Hopefully I'm making you proud. She's on a semester at sea. She won't hear it. You learn how to apply everything. So acting for musical theater, you just take the same thing, but now you have to sing. And it's frequently said in acting training that you start singing, you talk until you can't talk anymore, and then you sing until you can't sing anymore, and then you dance. And that's how you express yourself. And then in acting for the camera, it's just so much closer, and so much more plays. So when your camera is right up by your face, your audience is usually all the way back in the balcony, so you have to make sure that they can understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But when your camera's right at the bridge of your nose, if you look to the right, that can tell so much about what you're thinking. You don't have to turn your whole body to the right and throw your arms out to reach your Romeo. You can look, and they know that you're thinking about Romeo. So it's a lot of think, don't do. That's kind of what we worked on in. I just took acting for the camera last semester, so I'm by no means an expert. But we worked on a lot of commercial stuff, which is very different because you're not really diving into a character. You're trying to sell a product. And so you want to be this person who sells this thing, and it's believable that you would have that. So it's just learning the different facets of each thing. But it really is all comes back to the same thing. You're living truthfully in imaginary circumstances.
So your education is pretty intense then, a lot different than I would have thought. You do a lot of history. You do a lot of understanding different types of acting, different circumstances and cultures. That's really cool. That sounds pretty intense.
It is. It's definitely different. And Leslie Brott, who's the head of acting specifically, she really focuses on making our program equivalent to every other program, because a lot of people think, oh, it's an acting program. They're like sitting on beanbags and talking about their feelings. But we do as much as any other major. We do a lot of reading. We do a lot of work. And our finals are different because we have like a final performance instead of taking a final test, but that is our final test. It's showing that we can actually apply all of these things that we've learned. So it's different, but similar in the workload, and yeah, it's just a different application.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So going along with the education, I want to ask you, there are a lot of people out there who go into acting who don't receive a formal education, that go to 9 classes, or maybe not even go to 9 classes, they just get with an agent and they go for it. So what would you say is the benefit of being here at a university and receiving this education before going into the industry rather than just jumping into it out of high school?
Yeah, personally, I think jumping in out of high school, even though I probably had, like, not to toot my own horn, but I probably had a step above a lot of high school graduates, just with the school I went to, I know I was nowhere near ready. I don't think a single agent would have been like, ah, yes, this is our next Meryl Streep. She's 18, everyone. She's amazing. A lot of that comes from training and just working on new stuff. You get someone new to watch you, to see what you're doing. I have 5 professors that are just focused on acting. They're just going to look at me and say, okay, here's what you can work on next. Here's what you need to focus on. They're all currently working. So they are giving us the current updates. They're not saying, oh, 20 years ago when I was in New York City, this was what was popular. They're saying, okay, last week when I did an audition, this is what got me cast. And so that's really great. And you can get that stuff outside in, there are a lot, I mean, if you go to New York or you go to Chicago or you go to LA, you're going to find classes. But there's no guarantee that they're going to be good. You kind of have to take a friend's reference. You know someone who took this class and they said, yeah, it was worth my $700. And you go, cool, hope it's worth mine. And you're just kind of betting your money out there. With going to a university, you get to use financial aid, which has saved my butt for sure. And then you get a much more dedicated staff. They care about you. They're really dedicated, at least here. And so you get 4 years that are just you working and focusing, and you're not trying to, I mean, you're still trying to pay rent and get groceries, but you're not relying on your acting to do that for you. Mm-hmm. Most of us, all of us have some sort of day job, and I'm sure all of us will continue to have some sort of day job for the next 100 years. So really the benefits of going to university are just your dedicated training, that you're focusing, you're learning a lot. And sure, you can go to LA and struggle, and I'm still gonna go to New York or Chicago and I'm gonna struggle, but I'm gonna struggle a little bit less because I've got more training under my belt, and I'm actually planning to go to grad school after this, so I've kind of recognized that I need a little more training even after this. And part of the reason I picked USU is because it's a pre-professional program. You're supposed to be able to go from here and go work, and I'm sure I could, but I want to struggle even less.
You want to really make sure that you're prepared.
Yeah, I'm lazy, so I want to do 3 more years of school.
There you go.
Which sounds ironic, but I think it's really going to help me out. So that's, it's just about, are you willing to put in the work? And you can pound the pavement and pound the pavement, and I'm still going to be pounding the pavement after I graduate, but I have just a little bit more training, and I'm constantly going to be training. Even after I graduate this, if I get into grad school, I'm still going to be taking classes every month, going to private voice lessons, getting myself in front of a camera. You still need to hone your craft. It's going to get rusty like any, like learning a language. If you don't practice it every day, it gets rusty and you don't use it as much. So I'm going to need to find some way to keep myself acting. If I'm not in a show, I'd better be doing my own project.
Working on stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of going into grad school, I know that when we were talking a few days ago, you were telling me about the senior showcase.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me more about that. That sounds super fun.
So the senior showcase is the greatest. If you want to support us, you can go to our Indiegogo page. So the showcase is the industry standard for graduating seniors, specifically from grad school, but it's also blending into undergrad. You go to New York or LA or both, and you kind of show the business, hey, this is what we have and this is what we're worth. So we invite casting agents and directors, managers, all kinds of current working industry professionals. They come to see our showcase. And we will perform a scene and a monologue or a song, and we say, this is what we've got, please hire us. So that's the basics of it. We perform it once in Logan and then twice in New York City, and then we actually stay in New York. We do this over spring break, so we stay in New York for just about a week. We're going for 6 days this time, and we get to stick around, and if any of the people that have seen us at our showcase want to call us into auditions, we go to auditions for them. We get to sit with a meeting and say, hey, I graduate in May. I can be here by the middle of May. If you want to give me a job, that's great. we've had people that have joined touring casts. We've had people that sign their agents right there. We've had people that they've said, okay, go and do a little bit more, and then when you move to New York, come visit me. And they've gone to that agency when they got to New York and then signed on. We have one student who graduated just a couple of years ago who has a bi-coastal agent right now, so that means he's living in New York, and his agent works in New York and in LA. So he's being sent out both coasts to do a ton of stuff. A lot of you may know him. His name is Max Falls. He's very hot. A lot of people would ask me if I know Hot Max. He's pretty famous for most of the shows he was in here. He ended up with his shirt off somehow or another. It was really good for him. So if you know Hot Max, he's doing great. He's working. He's making money. He's living in New York.
Good for Max.
Yeah. We have Logan's sweetheart, Katie Francis, just went to work for the Utah Shakespeare Festival. She's in Juanito Bandito Christmas something or other, playing an elf.
Oh, no way, I just saw that.
Oh, yeah, she's adorable. She's Logan's sweetheart.
She's cute.
And she'll be moving to New York in a little bit, and she's probably also signing with Max's agent. That's at least the plan. I hope I don't ruin it for her saying this. So she's doing a lot of great stuff. And all of our graduates are working. Everyone's struggling a little bit. They're actors, they're artists. Mm-hmm. That's the trope.
Starting
because
artists,
it's true.
Yeah.
Yep. But no one's starving. Everyone's got something to do. And they're all auditioning constantly. Everyone who wants to be working is working, and they're doing great stuff. And part of it is because of the showcase. And we've had some people who haven't had great luck from the showcase. They haven't signed an agent right away, but it's given them a chance to get notes from that showcase, and they've talked to people and they've said, okay, well, you're not quite what we're looking for right now because of X, Y, or Z, and that gives them a chance to go work on all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some people who are going into grad school. We have some people who are, they've moved to LA because they need to get more film work, or they've moved to New York and they're just pounding the pavement, going to more auditions. We have a lot of great people doing great stuff, and it's really created this network of wherever I want to go, I have a couch to crash on for a couple days while I get my own feet.
A lot of connections.
So,
yeah,
it's great. Utah State really, the program is really small. Each class we move through as a cohort, so the people that you start out with, you end with, and we do get some transfers from a couple different California schools, but you work, all of your acting classes are taken with those same people, and it's up to 12 people, never any more than that. So right now my cohort is a cohort of 8, and we take everything together. We will go to the showcase together, we've started out together, so we know your flaws, we're able to call you out on them. We say, hey, you're doing that same voice again, or hey, you're not really trying here, or hey, you're doing great, oh my gosh, that's that thing that you've been struggling on forever, way to go, you did it.
You all become best friends.
We become best friends and also like worst enemies because we know the worst about you. But it's really great to work with the same people. And as soon as everyone spreads out, wherever I want to go, I'm going to have someone. And I have everyone from the day I started as a freshman, all of those people, all of those seniors, a lot of that class specifically actually moved to New York. And I know that if I called on them in a heartbeat, they'd let me crash on their couch and they would introduce me to their agent and they would do whatever they can. Everyone's really there to support each other. So that's great.
That does. That sounds really great to be able to have that support and that connection all together. All right. So I am wondering, where do you picture yourself in 5 years? If everything is to go exactly the way you want it to in your acting career, where are you going to be?
Everything goes amazing. Great. Well, I got into grad school. And the two grad schools that I love, they do 2 years of really intense training. And then 1 year, you are working for their regional theater company. So it's kind of a guaranteed job. I don't know why I wouldn't audition. It sounds amazing. That's 3 years. Then 4th year, I would hopefully be working for another theater company. And it also kind of depends. I'm lucky and unlucky. I've fallen in love with another actor. so we're doubly struggling, but we support each other. And currently the plan with them is to move to Chicago. So depending on where I end up in grad school, that's the weird thing about an actor is you never know if you're going to be in a touring company, or if you're going to end up in New York, or if you're going to end up in Chicago. I don't really see myself in LA. Could happen. I do look 12, so that could really help me if, like, Disney wants to hire me. Hey, I'm still in high school. But I'm going to be performing somewhere in 5 years if everything works out, probably either Chicago or New York or touring, but somewhere acting, doing what I love. It's so crazy because I don't even know where I'm going to be in the next 6 months, so it's really hard to predict.
It's unpredictable.
Yeah, and you take the jobs as you get them, so.
You're going to be living the dream.
Yeah, hopefully in 5 years I'll be somewhere great, and if I don't get into grad school, probably in 5 years I'll be in Chicago.
There you go. So for my last question, I want to talk to you about how you're really following your dream here.
Yeah.
And I know that everyone has their own individual dream, something that they want to do with their lives. But I feel like acting is a pretty common dream. There are a lot of kids growing up that say, oh, I wish I could be on TV. I wish I could be on these shows. I wish I could be a movie star. But a lot of them, hardly any of them actually got the determination and the courage to actually get up and do it. So what advice do you have, or what was it that made you actually want to follow this dream?
You have to make your dream your plan A. You can't have it be your backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to be an actor, and that's my plan, and I don't really have a backup plan, and maybe that's not great, but not having a backup plan means this is the thing I'm going to work on, and it's the thing I'm going to work on the most. It's what I'm focused on. It's what I really want to do. And you see a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, I want to be an actress, but just in case, I'm also going to train to be an accountant, and so I'm going to business school. And why are you doing that? If you want to be an actor, go to acting school. Take those classes. Don't focus on, and I'm not ragging on accountants. Accountants are great. We really need you. Please do my taxes.
Yeah, my husband's an accountant. It's okay.
We really need you. It's just the job that somehow gets thrown under the bus.
Yeah,
constantly.
Yeah.
But if your backup plan is to work as a waitress, why are you working as a waitress? Try and get some work as an actor. Make your own work. Find a play and do a staged reading with friends, or write your own film script. Everyone can film with their iPhones or their Androids, I guess. Sorry, don't sue me. No, you can film on your phone. You can do whatever you want if you are focused on it. And there's so many people who are like, oh, I really want to be a singer. So I'm going around and singing in coffee shops. Great. You're doing it. You're getting out there. There are also singers who say, oh, I really want to be a singer, and then I sing in my shower. Well, that's not going to... No agent is going to amazingly walk into your living room and be like, what are those melodic sounds coming from the bathroom?
You got to get out there.
I found her. You've got to get out there. You've got to put yourself out. You've got to do the work. And that's for anyone. If you think, oh, I really want to be the next illustrator, and I'm doodling in my notebooks, great, you're practicing, but are you showing those notebooks to anyone? Are you showing your friends, hey, this is what I want to do, put it out in the universe, show your professors, go to a coffee shop, do a print, say, can I put this on your wall? Get out there, you've got to do it. If it's your backup plan, then it's your backup. You need to make what you really want to do, make it your first plan.
That's perfect. Thank you. That is something that all of us can take away, whether you're an artist or not. Don't make...
If you want to be an accountant, you better take accounting classes.
You better make that your priority in life. You got to make sure that you can make your dreams a reality by making it a priority. That's perfect. Before we close off here, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about or say in the podcast?
We still need some money. If anyone wants to go to Indiegogo, I know you're all probably students listening to this, but if some of you have so much money from Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate, Kwanzaa's the day after Christmas, Hanukkah already happened, but if you have tons of Hanukkah dough you're sitting on, Indiegogo.com, and then search Mountain West Actor Showcase 2019. You'll find 8 little actors begging you to give them money, and we would love it.
Make their dreams a reality. So again, go to Indiegogo.com and search for Showcase 2019 and help out these actors to make their dreams come true. Thank you so much for joining us today, Anna. I'm so excited for people to, and I'm excited that I was able to learn a little bit more about the theater program here at Utah State University and give me the encouragement that I need to continue on with my dreams as well.
Oh, if you are an undeclared major and you're listening to this, or you're thinking, wow, I really wish I could join the acting program, you can email Isaiah Jones, which is isiah.jones@usu.edu. Email him and ask about when our next open house is. We usually have one in February, I think, and that's when you can come and audition. There are a lot of different facets. We have acting, we have technical theater, we have theater education, and we have applied theater. So if you're interested in any of those, or even if you just want to take a couple more theater classes, email him, get the information. He will really help you out and figure out when everything is. And if this is your dream, you can make it your reality.
Exactly.
That was cheesy.
It's perfect. Because the university is going to have the resources for you. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Anna.
Yeah.
It's been so fun. And please tune in to join us for our next episode, where we are going to be going behind the scenes of the theater department and talking with Sterling Brenna about those who work behind the scenes in the theater department and really
Sterling's an angel.
He is. He's awesome. Make those dreams come true. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.